The Reach Out campaign, I suppose, was the result of quite a lot of consultation with the parishes. Kildare and Loughlin, under Bishop Ryan, had been investigating and looking at how to invigorate parish life, how to make sure that the good news of Jesus Christ was reaching out to many different peoples. We brought out a guidebook, and we brought this round to all the parishes and had their views on it. And one of the most, I suppose, the one most prevalent ideas that came through was that people felt that there was a necessity of bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to the people in their areas. Kildare and Loughlin, I suppose, has been one of the fastest growing areas in the whole country. Huge new developments taking place, people moving from Dublin, but people coming from all over the world to live in this area. Many parishioners felt that the good news of Jesus Christ wasn't reaching these people. So we took this idea of reach out, of trying to bring it to various people. Maybe people who don't normally come to Mass, maybe people who feel estranged, but even just people who are newcomers, and to welcome them into it. Likewise, young people. How are we reaching out to young people? So we took this idea, and the wording was reach out. And the other element of it was that it wasn't a matter that was just pertaining to the priests, but all the parishioners had a responsibility, a privilege and a responsibility to take part in it.
Did you find that there was a strong sense of isolation amongst people?
Some areas there's considerable isolation. There's loneliness and maybe a sense of not feeling wanted or not part of a community. And we felt that this was one of the areas that this new campaign would try to alleviate.
So when you did the Reach Out campaign, what was your next step after the guidebook?
After the guidebook, we consulted many of the parishes. And after we heard their voices, we decided how could we get a simple way of showing that they and the parishes and the whole community here in the diocese were interested in people. So we built it on the idea of the candle. We all know that the Christmas candle was very much part of the whole Irish tradition, candle in the window. So we decided to bring the idea of the candle as the light of Christ, to bring that. But we wanted the people to do it, not just to deliver it round to houses. So what we suggested was that on the second or third Sunday of Advent, we make candles available in the parishes. The idea was that parishioners would take two candles, one for themselves and one for some family or some person who wasn't there, maybe lived alone, felt isolated, was a newcomer, maybe wasn't a regular attender of Mass, but was welcome into the community. The idea was that they should bring them out to the people. This was got a very good response.
So this year you decided to stay with the theme of the candle, but you're changing the symbolism.
That's right. We got such a positive response last year, we said it was well worth trying it again, using it again. Many people felt that it had been very helpful to them last year. So this year, being the year of the Eucharist just concluded, we wanted to link it very much with the Eucharist. So on the logo this year, we still have the idea of reach out, but on it as well, we have give us this day our daily bread. And we're giving out on the 10th and the 11th of December, the candles will be made available in the parishes. We're asking the people to take the candle and to bring it home, and to give one candle to somebody like they did other years, to their family, to their friends, to people who are not there, to people who they might feel isolated, lonely, people who don't have many visitors, etc. And also to bring a prayer with them. And what we're suggesting is that on Christmas Day, the candle would be lit besides where they're eating. So we're trying to link two things, the candle at the table and the candle on the altar. So every parish, likewise, is getting two candles. The same kind of candles with this word, reach out, and underneath it, give us this day our daily bread. And they will be brought up in the procession, and they will be lit on the altar at the masses on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So we're trying to link those two ideas together, the candle at the table and the candle on the altar. So to bring out very much this link of the bread of life. Loving God, on this Christmas Day, we give thanks that Jesus, your Son, has come into our world. bringing us gifts of peace and joy. Bless us as we sit down together at this table for our Christmas meal. Bless the food we share, and help us to remember those who are hungry. Be with our neighbours and our friends, and all who are lonely, sick, or away from home. We pray that our departed loved ones may sit down at your table in heaven. May the joy of this feast give us strength and light, now and the days ahead. Amen.